Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 30, where David and his men have just been released from fighting with the Philistine army. They come back to their hometown in Ziklag, and they find that everything has been destroyed, and their families have been taken hostage. And they weep, and they weep until they have no more strength. But at the end of that scenario, we see that David strengthens himself in the Lord. So we've been asking the question, what does it mean? What does that look like? And yesterday we said that grief alone does not strengthen ourselves in the Lord. And today I want you to notice something else. Shifting blame does not strengthen yourself in the Lord. You notice that the men in David's camp put all of their eyes on David, and they think that he alone carries the guilt of the situation. And many times, this is the path that is recommended to us as well and help us to get over something. We try to shift the blame. That does not strengthen us in the Lord. So what exactly was David's process? What does it mean to strengthen ourselves in the Lord? Well, the first thing that I want us to notice is that David strengthened himself in the Lord. All capital letters used in Lord, which is God's personal name that he gave to Israel as the name he was to be known by them, Yahweh. The name represents the eternal, covenantal, promise-keeping, never-failing aspect of God Almighty. God's name is I Am. It is not I was, it is not I will be, because God does not change. We can put our full trust in God because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is I Am. It means that our God is eternal and completely self-sufficient, in need of no one, depending on no one. This is the God that David is finding his strength in. The eternal, promise-keeping God of the Israelites, the living God over all the earth. Now, why is this important for us to know? Well, this is important to know so that we do not confuse being strengthened in the Lord with getting a pep talk from the Lord. You know, a pep talk causes you to look at yourself. You're great. You deserve this. Give yourself some grace. Pour into yourself. Take care of yourself. All of this self-care business that we have going on in our day is absolutely nauseating. I have literally seen full-grown adults who want to be praised and championed because they had their teeth brushed by 10 a.m. What kind of world are we living in? It was like they had lit the Olympic torch or something. You can read about these people who are in the process of becoming the best versions of themselves. Well, David didn't get a pep talk from the Lord. When the Lord strengthens his children, he doesn't point their attention to themselves, but rather to himself. We don't gain strength and courage and resolve and resiliency by looking in the mirror. We gain it by looking unto the Lord. When we come to the Lord, we are faced with ourselves, with our sin. But in the Lord, we are reminded that he is a forgiving God, and he is not backing away from his promises because he is a covenantal God. He points us to himself and says to find our strength in who he is. As you pray today, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Pongwa Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.